Six Nations elected council discussed the possibility of creating a new community bylaw in hopes of bringing a halt to illegal dumping and contaminated soil making its way to the territory. Council discussed the issue during the April 22nd General Council meeting after community member Laurel Curley shared concerns and recommendations that came from a community meeting on illegal dumping in March. Curley mentioned some examples of how community members are being affected by this issue.
One of the recommendations is that there be more research done, research and development, because this is a really huge issue. When I got involved, I thought it was just about, you know, some dump trucks coming in and blocking my laneway, and, you know, that's what got me involved. But when I look at, you know, when I was writing this up, I thought, oh my gosh, this affects so many aspects of life. Some people are really concerned about the potential, like they've recently purchased, like have done land transfers and have come to realize that there was something dumped, you know, something, some materials. One lady talked about she's had the land for 5 or 7 years and she's still digging through old shingles through a pile, like under the grass. There were all these shingles, and she wants to build a home and raise her family there.
She says the community members discussed the possibility of creating a bylaw that would give Six Nations police officers authorization to investigate and lawfully punish those who are illegally dumping materials in the community.
It wasn't actually a bylaw officer that was considered and discussed. It was more in terms specifically of a bylaw. The ability for a bylaw to authorize our police to be more involved and to respond more appropriately, especially when there are situations of aggression and hostility. Some of our community members were assaulted. Some were threatened. There were death threats issued, uttered by, you know, people trying to bring materials in. But as soon as the police showed up, then that aggressiveness just dissipated.
Curley stated that some community members have been attacked both verbally and physically in trying to stop illegal dumping from taking place. She says having the police involved would allow community members to not have to address those issues themselves and allow the police to mitigate those situations.
One of the things that was stressed to, I tried to stress with community members, was the import of our police to be able to, one, lay criminal charges where criminal activities are occurring. For example, if someone is uttering death threats, that's a criminal offense under the criminal code, as is physical assault. You know, there are different things that our police right now don't, it doesn't seem like there's that umbrella coverage for them to be able to respond to things, which is unfortunate because then community members are in a situation, are being put in a situation where, you know, they could be seriously harmed.
On top of soil contamination, Curley shared that the community's roads are also affected with larger heavy-duty vehicles being used to transport the materials to the territory. She says the community could possibly increase signage within Six Nations to discourage those participating in the illegal dumping.
One of the things that was suggested was that signage be posted for, because my understanding, and I believe it's accurate, is that the roads department, there is a half load, because at the community members meeting, they provided a poster of a half load period, like in the spring when the roads are susceptible to damage. One of the things that was suggested was that be somehow made as signs, you know, to have signage at each of the entry points, saying that during this time, from this day to this day, you can only bring in half loads. So that was one suggestion. I wasn't sure if that happens yet or not. I know that the flyers were available, but I don't know if the signage, my understanding was that there is supposed to be signage or notification or, you know, something so that the trucking people know that they can only bring in half loads.
Councillor Amos Key Jr. spoke on his support to see some kind of bylaw drafted through council that would allow the individuals to be punished by law if they are engaging in illegal dumping on Six Nations.
I think, council, we need to know that whatever legislation that we craft and draft has to have, more than being responsible, it's got to be prosecutional. they got to know they can be prosecuted. People who go outside of that circle who are damaging our properties. I think that's what it's got to be. I'm talking tough love, talking legislation with teeth instead of just getting a slap on our wrists. We don't have much more land here, and we got to take care of it. So I'm glad the staff has been recommending that whatever we come up with has teeth and can go into the courts. You can be prosecuted now. And I love that. Tough love. We live here, you know? You know, we all live together here. We got to be responsible for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, you know? And the ATR is not doing any favors to us. So, I mean, we got to make sure what we have left is taken care of.
No decision or timeline for a new bylaw was made by Six Nations Elected Council, but they did accept Laurel Curley's presentation on illegal dumping as information. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.